Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and the Spirit of America Party radio show. How are you today? This is the beginning of the Memorial Day weekend. This is the time when people should look up to the heavens and thank God for being an American. Thank you, God, for putting me in the best place on earth. And if you don't think that's true, you don't deserve to be here. You need to be in Africa begging for money for water. This is the greatest land in the world. And those who hate it are trying to destroy it. We call those people Democrats. And thank God that God sent Donald Trump to free the media slaves. So we'll start off with a patriotic tune, and we'll look back to our history and heritage. And my comment for today is every warrior who fought any war that protected the United States is a hero. God bless them all. And if they did not win the wars they fought, you and I would not be here. You and I would never have existed. Because flowers only grow when the sun shines. And don't let the communists take your sunshine away. Bartender, a champagne, I have a Trump get out of poverty coupon.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, I share his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Let's do that last part. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Thank you, that's fantastic.
Never forget who we are. We are the United States of America. The only reason we are strong is because we are united. Those who divide us will destroy us. And those who take your guns away under any pretense intend to kill you. And here's the good news. 50% of the nation will never fight for it. At the sign of the first fart, they will surrender. But the good news is the other 50% has all the guns. Don't you feel good now? Can we get a patriotic tune? The next time somebody's talking about reparations, you sing him the words to this song. And never forget, 1,000 horses were lost at Gettysburg alone. And the sacrifice of the young white men to free the slaves, they are entitled to reparations too. They gave up all their tomorrows.
My brave lad sleeps in his faded coat of blue. In a lonely grave unknown lies the heart that beats so true. He sang faint and hungry among the famished brave, and they laid him sad and lonely within his nameless grave. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for the faded coat of blue. Cried, give me water and just a little crumb, and my mother, she will bless you through all the years to come. Oh, tell my sweet sister, so gentle, good and true, that I'll meet her up in heaven in my faded of blue. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for a faded coat of blue. Yet my heart with startling beat, with each footfall at my door, I gaze over the hill where he waves a last adieu, but no gallant lad I see in his faded coat of blue. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given
Those who divide us play North against the South. The Civil War was fought by brave men on both sides. I still remember when the Southern Army got into Gettysburg and they discovered that the town of Gettysburg had shoes and these guys were barefoot. 6% of the Confederates owned slaves. The third largest slave owner in New Orleans was black, and he was the meanest. These guys fought because, remember, 6% owned slaves. Most were sharecroppers, and they didn't even have shoes, many of them. They fought because it was their land and their country, and they didn't like the Yankees being there. And neither would you. So, when they label the rebel flag as anti-Negro, it's not. 11 states voted to leave the Union, and they didn't do it because of slavery. And I have pictures of the New Orleans Home Guard, and they're all black, and they're wearing Confederate uniforms. The media has destroyed the heritage and good image of America, and they have fed us nothing but communist propaganda for 50 years. They've done it through all forms of media. And here's a little surprise for you. All of Brazil hate Trump. Guess how many news media outlets they have in Brazil? One. It's called Globo. It's CNN. And now I'm starting to wonder if CNN is anti-American and promotes anti-American propaganda throughout the world. Now there's a research paper for a college to do. Check it out. In the meantime, we're going to pay a tribute to the boys of the Civil War on both sides. God bless you all.
This is the last song. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You've been a true delight. Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on. Cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond that fell. It was a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were. And then with my wife in Tennessee, and one day she said to me, Virgil, quick, come see, there goes the Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind them chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good. Just take what you need and leave the rest, but they should never have taken the very best. Follow the bouncing arm, the night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing, the night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing, they went na 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 na. Like my father before me,
De Niro's back in the news. Said he would punch Trump in the face. Now he's banned him. Trump is banned from Robert's Restaurants, Nobu. So the headline is Babu and Nobu make boo boo. Too much. The biggest regret that Robert De Niro has is that John Wilkes Booth didn't get Mrs. Lincoln too. Yeah, what a great expectations down the toilet in that blue tide. Yeah, Robert signed his own death warrant and killed his following. Everybody thought he was a war hero. He won the Battle of Vietnam. It turns out that he had a VC attack. Yeah. He had a Democrat Viet Cong attack. And he got all upset because God appointed Trump the leader of the free world. Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles. What is that you're watching? No, turn that off. That's Robert De Niro, the un-American. The next tune we dedicate to all the Latinos who have served this country. I think on the NAM wall, the most popular Latino name is either Gomez or Gonzalez. I think nine Gomez's or Gonzalez's are up on that wall. But they are Americano all the way. God bless them. And without them, we'd only be half a nation. It takes everybody to pull the wagon, boys. The tune I am playing is in both Spanish and English. And the tune is called, it's a hymn, and the tune is called Above All. And it's a dedication to Christ, and also a dedication to all who took the fall. Above all. You took the fall and thought of me above all. Never forget the World War II generation that went overseas to make sure that we would live after they died. Never believed they would be coming home. They all thought they were going to their deaths. You do a little survey, you'll find out I'm right. Above all, you took the fall and thought of me above all. Thank you. Thank you, vets.
Yeah.
I just had a little bit of dinner. I had shrimp and spaghetti. I like that angel hair spaghetti and a Coca-Cola. And I'm watching Brett Baer, who's not there tonight. He's replaced by another Fox entertainer. And they had three guests on. They had a conservative, and then they had what used to be conservative, the editor of the Weekly Stand Down. It used to be the Weekly Standard, but they turned on Trump at election time, and they never let go. And what a bunch of losers. At first, they used to have Billy Crystal on, and all of a sudden, Billy Crystal fell from Fox grace, and he disappeared. He ended up on NBC, and that's why I gave him the name the Weekly Stand Down. And the National Review was also anti-Trump. And that guy's name was Lowry. I call him Lousy Lowry. He was upset that Trump was going to be a candidate. So both the so-called two conservative magazines were anti-Trump, the Weekly Stand Down and the National Rebuke. And a friend of mine who's big anti-communist tells me that Bill Buckley destroyed the John Birch Society. So he has no respect for Bill Buckley, who, when I get evil, I accuse Bill Buckley of being a pothead with a great vocabulary. And it is sad. And somebody happened to mention tonight that LBJ had used the FBI against Barry Goldwater. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. That was just about my time, but I wasn't alert. Like most of the people in the country today. Yeah, my father used to say they're all walking around with their mouths open catching flies. But anyway, so I'm watching these three guests, and the other one is a woman writer for the Washington Post, which is owned by Jeff Bezos, a genius of a businessman, a guy that's revolutionizing American industry for good and for bad. But he is making American progress. So I acknowledge Jeff Bezos as a business genius. But when it comes to politics, he's a schmuck. He is a super schmuck. You should get a cape that says super schmuck on it and run around with PF Ked sneakers. Anyway, the two of them, so I said to my wife while we're watching, I said, that's two anti-Trumpers against one pro-Trumper. And the one pro-Trumper, he did his job, you know. He held on to the flag and he wouldn't let them burn it. But the two could not take their fangs out of Trump's neck. The two of them were disgusting. And I thought that they should have a commercial when these people get on. And by the way, on the weekends, Fox News goes liberal. In case you haven't caught it yet, keep an eye on it. See if I'm telling the truth or my hunch is correct. They turn the dogs loose on the weekends. So I said, this would be a great time for a commercial. And maybe I'll even take this product on to the to Shark Tank. It's a Democrat venom cup, and you get the rubber refill, so you know, after a while the fangs puncture too many holes in the cup and it loses its elasticity. Yeah, but I could do a commercial. Hey Democrats, you lost the election, it's time to get a new venom cup. But anyway, so the two of them were tearing up Trump. Oh, he did this, he did that. If he wouldn't tweet. He said, if he didn't tweet, there'd be no news. Because the news doesn't start till Trump tweets. Yeah. And because of that, I'm going to dedicate, if I can find it, the next song to Donald Trump. It's the tweet song. Get well, Melania. We miss you. We miss Barron. And you're definitely first class first lady. It sure beats having to hear somebody say, for the first time in my life, I'm proud to be an American. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, God.
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rock and robin. Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise or loud, the big black crow, flap of their wings, singing go bird, go rockin' Robin, rock, rock, rockin' Robin, go rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. And it was grand. He started going steady and bless my soul. He out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Blow, rockin' Robin, cause they're really gonna rock tonight. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Well, the pretty little raven at the birdman's stand caught him off the super pop and it was grand. They started going steady and blessed my soul. He out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, rockin' Robin.
Okay, we're back. Never forget, those who divide us will destroy us. It's a game plan. It's a communist game plan. Look at all the countries that Russia absorbed after World War II. My friend, who's a big anti-communist, says that the Democrats are using the communist plan for the takedown of Czechoslovakia in 1942. How they took over Czechoslovakia without firing a shot. And I think there's a book called Not a Shot Was Fired. But the Soviets have always been encroaching on other countries and sucking them up. And what they want to do here, through the Democrat Party, and this you should know, in the 70s, Gus Hall was the last communist candidate for the presidency. And I think the Communist Party at that time had registered members of 38,000. And Gus Hall got nowhere with the American people. So he told his Communist Party, okay, now this guy was getting paid by the Soviet Union. He told his Communist Party, get into the Democrat Party and take it over. And that's why I call the Democrat Party the Communist Democrat Party. And the first monument that the Communist Democrats took down was not a rebel soldier. It wasn't Robert E. Lee. It was the Ten Commandments, and only one judge in the country stood up for it. Everybody else put their heads under their wings, under their left wings, and said, boo. And the Ten Commandments came down. That was the first monument destroyed by the Democrat communists. So never forget that. And that's why they took the word not out of the Ten Commandments. Now it's thou shalt kill. Thou shalt commit adultery. Thou shalt covet thy neighbor's ass and his oxen. You wouldn't believe what they do to the oxen. So, having said that, we're going to jump to another tune. And I was thinking about the Revolutionary War and the guys. I think there was 56 guys who signed the Constitution. And or the Declaration of Independence. I'm not sure which one. You know who's good at talking about American history? He knows it front and back and center. Dinesh D'Souza. Dinesh D'Souza. And he goes to the colleges and he stands his ground. And they went after him. They indicted him for a campaign contribution of $20,000 that he donated to a friend with no strings attached. No strings attached. And his big question was, why did Eric Holder and Barack Obama spend $100,000 to convict him of a $20,000 bribe? Right? And he did time in jail. So the guy speaks with authority. He's been there, done that. And he's very good. And you know what's funny? They brought up the issue of slavery. And that the Republicans were responsible for slavery. When we all know that the last Ku Klux Klan head, Kliegel, was Senator Byrd from West Virginia. He was a grand cyclops. Yeah. But anyway, it turns out that they found out that Ulysses S. Grant, U.S. Grant, owned 5 slaves. And it turns out they weren't his slaves. His wife inherited them. But Dinesh says, but it's no big deal because when Grant had the slaves, he was a Democrat. Only after he got chosen by Lincoln did he become a Republican. Isn't that something? See how they can twist history to their advantage? The communists are always in the Supreme Court trying to take another piece of the Constitution out. My friend from Brooklyn, his name is Jimmy from Brooklyn, he says when the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. And that's the truth. Look what they've just done to the Boy Scouts. They've destroyed the Boy Scouts. They don't care about civil rights for the Boy Scouts. They want parents to pull their kids out and break that organization. And that's what's happening. It is really sad. Absolutely. So when they win, they win. And when they lose, they win. So we're going to find another tune and play for you, a Civil War tune. And back to the Revolution, the 56 who signed, 27 of them, I think, they died during the Revolution. And the others died in poverty. One guy had 13 kids and he lived in a cave. And when he finally was able to get back to his home, his wife had died, his kids were all scattered. I think he only found 2 or 3 of them. And then he died shortly thereafter. So the price of freedom is very expensive. And once you lose it, you don't get it back. Look at the Irish. 600 years. They were sold into slavery. Into the Caribbean. And mated with blacks on plantations in Montessori? Was it Montessori? And for 600 years, they were slaves to the British. And now they're voting on abortion. The Brits killed them for 600 years, then the Irish girls used to go to England, and the Brits killed their babies. And now they're voting to kill their own babies at home. Does that make sense? Is this what God wants? The God who says, before you were born, I knew you. The God who created the soul so it could be his black box. And when you go to heaven, they check the black box to see how you did. The Arabs believe there are two angels that show up to represent you before God. I know one is the angel Gabriel. He's the good guy. I forget who the other one is who's got the goods on you. But they have two books, one of your good deeds and one of your bad deeds. And I can hear the first question God's going to ask. How can you pray to me, a merciful God, and show no mercy? How can you call me the merciful God and kill in my name and show no mercy? Yeah. And that's the same question a lot of us are going to be asked. I do not blame women for having abortions. Drug addiction leads to prostitution. Prostitution leads to abortions. There is also the side effect of weeping syndrome. And nobody knows what that is. They won't tell you. The Democrats won't tell you. They want you voting in their camp. For any reason. This is a good reason. Weeping syndrome, sometimes you get hysterical for no reason at all. You break down and you cry. I call that pangs of conscience. It is really sad. I saw a girl getting a sonogram, and she was singing a tune that required three claps, and they were watching the baby on TV, and when she sang the line, the baby clapped in perfect time, and they cracked up, and she did it again, and the baby did it again. Now, you're going to tell me that that isn't a real child? When that guy stabbed that woman the other day 31 times, he killed her baby. A jealous boyfriend. Or maybe a boyfriend that didn't want her to have the baby. And he's not going to be charged with murder because inside the womb is Democrat killing grounds with no penalty. It is sad. And we're going to have a day of reckoning one day. We're all going to get to stand the captain's mast. So, let me go to a tune dedicated to rebel soldiers.
Parley, it's for your sake alone. I've left my old father, my country, my home. I've left my old mother to weep and to mourn. I am a rebel soul. And far from my home, the grape shot and musket and the cannon's lumber light. There's many a mangled body, the blanket for the shroud. There's many mangled body left on the fields alone. I am a rebel soldier and far from my home.
to your true love, and I will drink to mine. You can drink to your true love, and I'll lament and mourn. I am a rebel soldier, and far from my home. I'll build me a castle on some green mountain high, where I can see Polly when she is passing by, where I can see Polly and help her the moment. I am rebel soldier, and far from my home. I am a rebel soldier, and far from my home.
Those who divide us will destroy us. Those who take your guns away under any pretense intend to kill you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worse. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed? Who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. Who's on the hill and who's watching the valley? Who's in charge of it all? God bless the army and God bless our liberty. That comes the rest of it all.
Yeah, I'm in a position of backing away. Freedom is stuck in reverse.
Let's get out of Iraq, get back on the track, and let's rebuild America first. Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it the most. You think I'm blowing smoke? Boys, it ain't no joke. I make 20 trips a year from coast to coast.
At the end of May, the first 6 days in June brings us to D-Day. And on D-Day,
6,000 men died on the beaches of Omaha, and they gave up their lives for their country. And some were 15 years old, who lied about their age, and they never seen another tomorrow. And the sacrifice that they made, had they lost, none of us would be here today. None of us would be here today. Death camps, you know, when the Russians liberated the death camps, the Nazi death camps, they didn't close them. They used them to kill their own enemies. America is the only one that fights fair and square, as fair and square as you can fight when you're fighting evil. And we do live in the greatest land, and we have the most capability, and we have ingenuity and productivity when we choose to get into gear. So now I'm going to play the Star Spangled Banner to remind us the price that we paid. The Star Spangled Banner was the number one choice for a national anthem, and the communists want to get rid of it. The number two choice, the communists will never allow, was the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He has trampled out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has vanquished our enemies with his terrible swift sword. His truth goes marching on. Oh, they'll never allow that. God has to go. The Democrats got rid of God at the 2012 convention. You go to YouTube and put Democrats get rid of God, you'll see, I think he was the mayor of Los Angeles, and he called the roll to get rid of God. And he had to call it three times. The first time it was get rid of him, the second time it was get rid of him, and the third time it was get rid of him, but the mayor lied and said that to keep God in, a crowd was the majority. And they screamed, no, no. You can see it on YouTube, it'll make you sick. Now you know why they kill kids. The party of death, I call them. So, here we go. The Star Spangled Banner, this was created. It's on a vinyl record, and you'll hear 47 scratches in the record. Each scratch represents 8,000 Americans who died to save Europe from annihilation and to save ourselves from annihilation. So, you think about that. And think about all the kids that are in communist, the Democrat death camps who will be executed tomorrow, if it's not closed for the holiday. The count used to be 4,700. Planned Slaughterhood killed 3,000. Those numbers have come down, thanks to sonograms and the rebuilding of the American conscience. Brainwashing doesn't hold the captive hostage as it used to. So 3,000 kids will die at Planned Slaughterhood next opening day, opening season. 1,200,000 a year are aborted Americans. And guess how many legal Americans come into the country every year? 1,200,000. Do some stat checking, man, and it'll make you sick. And while you're at it, check the opioid death status. Because legalized drugs is going to kill a lot of people. But the guys that are making the blood money, they don't care. The politicians that are taking the money under the table, they don't care. It is said,